On the line now, I have Ivan Cooper, Director of Advocacy at The Wheel. Good afternoon, Ivan. How are you?
I'm very well, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all now. You have a new report at the Future of Ireland's Community and Voluntary Sector, and it's been threatened in a way. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, Noel. We have this thing called the Community and Voluntary Sector. I'm sure everyone listening will like our good selves, know of many community and voluntary organisations or charities that they're involved with that provide maybe important services in the communities that they live in, social services, care services, health services, all of that. There are thousands of such organisations in Ireland, and that's the way our social and healthcare services have kind of evolved in this country. We didn't have a kind of like they had in Britain, a post-war national health service set up. And we even heard today Social Democrats and, the different parties are proposing such a thing, but we don't have it. Instead, we have lots of organisations doing bits of work, very important work, much of it funded by the state. And there's a lot of kind of partnership, collaborative working going on. So basically all we're saying is that government are kind of proposing to move in new directions in relation to how all of these services are funded. And while it's very important to get value for money, and that is always a very important thing, it's also important that we make sure that lots of these organisations are bringing extra kind of ingredients to the services that they do. They bring the time of volunteers, they make local resources available, they raise funds. All of this important stuff needs to be also taken into consideration when moves are being made in relation to how we do our social and care and community services.
I've always said, Ivan, that the voluntary sector and the people who do the fundraising, which is done by both anyway, but the volunteers do a lot of work as well. They're the scaffolding for holding up the country in lots of ways that the governments would fall apart, and indeed lots of things would fall apart only for them.
Yeah, now, of course, it's important to say, Noel, that, no one, and we're very clear about this, nobody who needs a service should be dependent on charitable fundraising to receive a service that they need to live life with dignity, okay? And we're always clear, if charities are providing services that people need to get on with their lives, and if they're raising funds to do and provide these key services, then they should really be working with their statutory counterparts to put these services on a statutorily funded footing. So while it's important for community and voluntary organisations to continue to be supported to play their part in sustaining communities, and while there's clearly a role for charities and voluntary organisations in providing services, the services they're providing should not be dependent on the funds that they're out voluntarily raising to do that. The funds should be funded appropriately from the public purse so that services are delivered in a secure way. And then if charities are fundraising, that they're bringing that fundraising to do extra stuff for communities, to provide them with extra supports, maybe innovative supports that the state wouldn't be otherwise able to do. And that's really the key role for charities,
Yeah. And can you explain to me about what the changes are proposed, like commissioning model? Well, exactly what does that mean?
Well, many government departments, and this is a good thing, are using this new kind of, they're thinking about things more strategically, and that's what commissioning means. If you're going to commission a service, what it really means is that you're going to attempt to identify all of the needs that a community might have out there, work out what the best way of providing for those needs is, and then devise a kind of a solution in relation to what services are needed to serve those needs, and then work out how all that's going to be funded. And if commissioning is approached that way, it could indeed be a good thing. There's a bit of a worry, though, and that is that amongst many people in the community and voluntary sector, and even many people in the public services, unfortunately, there's people understand commissioning to mean something different. And what it's understood to mean is that it automatically means that all government services that are funded by government now have to be put out for competitive tendering, okay? And if it's understood to mean that, then that's definitely not a good thing. Okay, so we're simply saying in our report that if we're going to go down a commissioning road, let's do it properly. Let's make sure that it's all around what the needs of communities and the needs of people are in relation to the services that they need to have in their lives. And let's then let's devise a strategy to deliver that, and only then let's work out what the most appropriate way of funding all of that is. Okay? Mm-hmm. So commissioning must never automatically mean competitive tendering. Okay. Instead, it should mean let's do things strategically and let's have services structured around people's needs.
Well, that's the reason why I asked to clarify it, because that's the first thing I picked up on. And if it is, of course. But when you say the going out and finding ways of administering to the areas and what areas need, surely the people like yourself or any other agency, or indeed any community that have any sort of agency within them, can tell them that without them. If the commissioner means the other thing, you know, I mean, just go to the people themselves in the areas and find out all they need to know. Go to the wheel, which is an umbrella for all the agencies as well. I mean, surely that's the way to go with it.
Yeah, very well put, Noel. At the end of the day, it's all about asking people and engaging with people in relation to... we'd go further. It's around putting people at the actual centre of the services that they require, whatever those services are, be they services in the area of community development or housing services or services for children or services for people with particular health needs or disability needs or social care needs or whatever it happens to be. The real... learning, I suppose, from all of this is when anyone's delivering a service, don't just design the service according to the amount of cloth that happens to be available. Mm-hmm. Ask people what they need and then go and find the resources, because, you know, Ireland's a rich country. We forget that. It's not like we're a poor country. And some of the parties are proposing tax cuts instead of, for example, restoring services budgets to the level that we think they need to be at. So really, let's put the horse before the cart where it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. That means identifying what communities need in relation to services and then going out and working out how we're going to pay for that and putting an appropriate strategy into place.
Okay, now people can read all this on your website, I'm sure, Ivan.
They can, www.wheel.ie, or if you want to Google it, just Google Let's Commission for Communities. That's what our report's called. Okay. Let's Commission for Communities. And that report will pop straight up there, and it's got a whole set of recommendations in relation to what we think needs to be done if this commissioning approach is to be good and is to provide positive outcomes. And a point that we very clearly make in it is that commissioning must not, should not, and indeed does not mean competitive tendering, and the two should not be tied together.
Okay, well, so seeing as it's been put out the way it is and in a sort of a vague way, you know, it's rather prosaic. Does it mean anything now with an election looming so close as well? I mean, everything could change within the next month or so. I mean, they're not going to do something in the next couple of weeks with this, are they?
Well, it's a kind of a... I suppose it depends on how you look at things. No. I mean, there's not going to be any huge sudden shift to commissioning processes, you know, by their nature take time. Mm-hmm. But what I would say is that it's a general move that's been taking place in countries that have a similar cultural kind of a background or share cultural similarities. So, you know, Great Britain has led in relation to this, England and Wales and Scotland, Australia, New Zealand and Canada have also gone down a commissioning kind of a road. So there is lots of learning from those places. And I would point to another very interesting report if listeners have a very particular interest in this. Mm-hmm. There's another very interesting report recently published by the Centre for Effective Services. And it's a bit of a mouthful, but it's called Commissioning in Human, Social and Community Services, a Rapid Evidence Review. Mm-hmm. That's Commissioning in Human, Social and Community Services, a Rapid Evidence Review. And what the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform did, and they're doing some good work in relation to kind of providing background information about learnings around commissioning practices in other jurisdictions. They did a review of kind of how it's all gone in these other countries. And one of the things they found was that it's very important to get right is that everybody understands what commissioning means and what it doesn't mean. Mm-hmm. And what the evidence that was produced really surfaced was that what commissioning doesn't mean is competitive tendering, that they're not the same thing. So one of the big jobs that we need to do, and that's one of the reasons why we've published the report, is to make it very clear that commissioning should be about identifying what people's needs are and then structuring services to meet those needs, and only then having a conversation about how it's funded. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean automatically moving to put every single service that the government requires and funds out to competitive tendering.
Okay, and I suppose we should watch as well. I know I asked the question leading up to that. But I suppose we should watch as well that whoever takes over, if the next government is not in, or the present government doesn't get re-elected, whoever takes over could just pick up the banner and run it and then say, well, it wasn't our idea, you know, later on, as it has been done with lots of things.
Yeah, well, that's
that's a cynical.
You have a very particular way of understanding how things work, and there may be a lot of truth in what you're saying, and I hope there isn't. But let's put it this way: you're making a distinction, I suppose, between what we might call the permanent government does. Mm-hmm. You know, the public service,
yes,
and
yeah,
lots of policies are complicated and take a lot of time to implement, and then what the political parties say they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're picking up on an important point there. This commissioning kind of, I suppose, new way of thinking about how public services are done is a concept that's not going to disappear overnight, and it's not going to disappear off the agenda if there's a change in government, okay? It's more likely to be an approach that is likely to be here to kind of for the medium to long term, okay?
Yeah.
That in and of itself, it's not necessarily a bad way of understanding how we do services. And if it means we have more integrated, kind of strategically sensible approaches to services, then, as I've indicated, you know, it's a good thing. Nobody has an objection to that. But if it automatically means a kind of a full-on rush towards putting everything out to competitive tendering with no understanding of the damage that could do, mm-hmm, to all of the organizations and the services that are providing those the people, I should say, that are benefiting from services provided by all the organizations currently providing them, if due consideration isn't given to that in getting commissioning right, then we could actually do more harm than good, and that international literature review shows that. So, you know, we're trying to be positive about it. We're saying there is an opportunity to get a range of community social and healthcare services put into place in Ireland that is more effective,
mm-hmm,
and also more efficient at the same time in Ireland if we take a strategic approach to this commissioning business, but that,
okay,
we could do a lot of harm if we just put everything out to competitive tendering without any thought as to the consequences for existing services and for the communities that are dependent on those services now.
Okay, I'll give your website again. That's Commission for Communities. That's on the Wheel's website.
www.wheel.ie.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're positive on it. I'll be cynical on it, and we'll keep,
yeah,
an eye on it. Both of us will keep an eye on it. Maybe we'll talk about it in a couple of months' time, Ivan. But thank you very much for the
moment. We will, Noel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Ivan Cooper.
Bye-bye.
That's Ivan Cooper, Director of Advocacy at The Wheel.